Welcome to today's special episode of our podcast, where we're diving into a critical issue facing the utilities industry, the growing skills gap. With the next generation poised to enter the workforce, we wanted to know, are children learning enough about utilities in school? To explore this, we interviewed children between the ages of 7 and 15 to hear their thoughts and understanding of what the utility sector is and whether it's something they've been introduced to in their education. The answers were really insightful, and the results reveal a concerning trend that may impact the future of the industry. Let's dive in. When you hear the word utilities, what comes to mind?
Pencils. Like things you use. Like rulers and stuff.
Office supplies?
Yeah. Also things like screwdrivers. Just things that you would use for things.
Tools.
So tools, yeah. tools. For different types of tools across different types of zones. Okay.
I think of like economics and just like basic important things that you're going to need in life.
Yeah.
Get jobs and stuff.
Okay. Cool. How about you?
Anything that's same.
Same?
Yeah.
Do you know what utilities are?
No.
No.
When you think of the utilities industry, can you think of what jobs that might be if you work in the utilities industry?
Boiler men who fix your boiler for you when your boiler isn't boiling.
Maybe like something to do with housing, make things like work better.
Yeah.
Civil engineers.
Yeah. Okay, definitely, yeah. When you've been at school, do you learn about how things work?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you learned about electricity?
Yeah, in science in year 4, you
did. No.
Not yet, Ola. No? That's all right.
Year 4 and year 3, you will.
And how did you learn about it? What did you have to do?
So, we had to, connect, wires together and, make things work.
Like light bulbs, maybe?
Yeah, we did light bulbs and we had to try and, put stuff together to make it light up.
Yeah.
And me and my friend were the first ones to do it. And then my teacher asked us to show everyone, and it was really embarrassing.
Was it? Yeah. Even though you got it right? Yeah. Oh. And have you learned about water?
Yeah.
Yeah, how did you learn about water?
We learned somehow. We were doing gas and the other two things.
Gas, water, gas, liquid and solid.
Yeah, and then someone brought up water and then we just went on to a whole different subject of water somehow.
Oh, okay. But I suppose interesting to learn?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about doing coding or computer science as a future?
No, I haven't. Not really.
No? Any particular reason why?
I feel like I just lose attention.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Of being in front of the screen so long. Because in computer science classes, I just want to, do some paperwork or something, because...
Not your thing?
Yeah.
You don't play games?
I used to when I was younger, but occasionally now, but no, not.
Interesting. How about you?
I think just the lessons in school, they just don't make them very interesting, so it's not... Yeah, I just kind of lose interest quite quick.
Do you think technology plays a part in being able to help the utilities industry?
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah? Both seem quite sure of that. What sort of technology do you think is going to play a part, or just technology in general?
Well, you've got... So if it's a blockage in the road, you need... sometimes you have traffic lights for divert traffic. That's something they need to use. They need to communicate between the job and where they're coming from, the company, let them know. They also need to let people who are in charge of the roads know what's going on as well.
Yeah, makes sense.
They also need to find the leaks.
They do?
Yeah. Having machines that can actually detect sensors where problems are, or any kind of communication, which is generally one of the most important things in life, I guess.
Yeah. So when we think about, so if you just take a minute to think about utilities,
and technology and the things you talked about there. If you were to think about then, right, okay, so technology obviously plays quite a big role in utilities. Does the thought of working in utilities sound a bit more exciting?
No.
Okay. Imagine that you could control all electricity for the day. So all the electricity in the world. What would you do with it?
Probably not, could mainly have it off just to save it.
Oh, okay.
But if people need it, then can go on.
So maybe encouraging people to use it differently.
Yeah.
So it's a bit more environmental.
Yeah. Would give half of the side of the world, half of it, and the other side, half of it, but take it away from Betsy and Dad.
And why would you take it away from those three?
Because they're attached to it.
They're attached to it. Is that why? How are they attached to it?
Because me and Benji spends in the family tower downstairs, even when we're watching a film, because she's upstairs on her phone. And that is true.
And is Betsy the same?
Sometimes. Every time I spend... She does come downstairs when we're doing the film, but she brings her phone down.
We know what Ola would do. She would not let you have any, or me, or your dad, but she'd give half of it to half the world and half of it to the other half of the world. What about you?
Just share it.
You just share it all?
Yeah. None. Give some to like homeless people if they've got electronics.
Yeah.
And so other people.
Nice. Like
and
that.
Keep some for myself.
Yeah, so you can play Roblox.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Mia? Any ideas?
I think share it.
Share it.
Just share it.
Very kind, all of you. That's very kind of you. If you had a superpower and you could fix something, so maybe you wanted to fix so nobody ever got a water leak, so nothing ever leaked, or maybe you could fix it so there was no more roadworks, what would your superpower be?
Make sure nothing leaks again. Because electricity, when it's daytime, you don't really need the light from bulbs and stuff. But leaks can just wreck your whole house if it leaks from the ceiling and stuff. And it costs a lot to fix if it's...
So fixing leaks would be your superpower. I like it.
Probably to, like, stop power cuts because it's, like, it's okay when it's in your house, but if you had, like, a whole, like, town, like, power cuts go out, would that include, like, the emergency service?
Yeah, so if you have a power cut,
yeah, people can't, like, get hold of emergency service.
One that would work with most things would probably be some kind of teleportation.
Yeah.
If you could just make all of the gas go into space or something.
So move it all at once?
Telekinesis would work as well. It's like if things are underground, you don't have to dig up the roads, or if things are up high, you just...
use your superpower to fix it.
To stop the water when it...
They stop wasting water. That's a good superpower. Oh, how about we get three?
Stop roadworks. There's a lot going on right now.
I think there's a lot of people very grateful for your superpower.
Yeah. Mia, what's yours? You haven't had you?
Yeah. Stop the roadworks.
Oh, you've got the same superpower.
You copied me. How cool.
I love it. So we've got stopping wasting water and stopping roadworks. There's some good superpowers there.
What would yours be?
What would mine be? If we could have a superpower, I think stopping roadworks is a good one. Both these and stopping wasting water is a good one. Maybe at mine, so you guys have got water and roadworks covered. Maybe I'd do stopping power cuts.
Yeah.
So I'd be able to fix the power line. You've both picked very creative futures, potentially a little bit more analytical, but also creative. Is it because you feel like you just don't know enough about utilities and that it doesn't, when you think about it, having had the conversations you had today about like electricity and water and gas and all the jobs and seeing the guys in the streets doing that, fixing holes, is it that you just think that's a bit boring, or what makes you
Or is it that just it's not something you think about because it's not something you see and hear about enough?
I think it doesn't draw so much attention to me because I don't know a lot about it. And I think if I knew more, I would be more interested and think about it.
Yeah. I think that, like, learning about it currently, it, like, doesn't affect me as much as, like when I think about what I want to do with my future. But I think if I had, like, learned more detail when I was, like, younger or, like, in year seven or something, that might have been something that I wanted to pursue.
I don't think I've had anybody in charge of careers mention any of this.
If they did,
like, explain if you did these certain subjects and then got these certain grades and you would get these jobs, that would be a lot more helpful because I have zero idea what I want to do for a career.
Yeah.
At all.
Which I don't think is unusual at your age, right? I think.
No.
So you feel like there's just not a lot of direction around where you could go with that.
Yeah.
As we've heard from our fabulous guests, there's clearly a lot of work to be done if we want to engage the next generation with the utilities industry. The gap in understanding is real, and as an industry, we need to take proactive steps to ensure we're building a pipeline of talent for the future. It's not just about education in schools, it's about how we as utility companies can take the lead in making our sector more accessible and appealing to young people. Thanks for joining us in this important conversation, and we look forward to exploring more ways to close the gap in future episodes of Mind the Gap.